Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved ones. I am Minister James Browning, and welcome to the Morning Inspiration Show, brought to you by the Holistic Ministry. We're so grateful that you showed up this morning, and we're just full of gratitude that you're here. This program is designed to give you a little boost in the morning to in your spiritual uplifting, you know. Unfortunately, we're a worldwide ministry, and so many people are located in places where it's already evening time. So you can call it your evening motivational hour, a moment of you so long to do that, okay? As long as you apply it to your life, it doesn't make any difference what time of day you listen, because a lot of people listen to the archive shows, and so that's okay. But this is 7:30 where I'm located here in Phoenix, Arizona. So that's why I call it the morning show, because it gets me up early in the morning to get started. And a lot of people in this area are just getting their day started. And on the East Coast, we're about 2 hours different time difference. So some of those folks are already at work or on their way to work and maybe listening to us on computer at work. But however, it's all good. And that's a wonderful thing. Today's show is one that people probably talk about more than anything else in the religious and spiritual communities. You know, it's the power of prayer. Boy, people want to know how to go about doing it and what makes it work and why it don't work. Okay, but this morning we're gonna try to delve into a little bit and understanding more about the power of prayer. Because prayer is a very powerful thing, beloved one. Everyone wanted to work in their lives, and you can understand why people have needs and desires. But unfortunately, very few people know how to apply it to their lives. Everybody wants it, but nobody knows how to really use it and utilize it, you know. And so, and on the end result, you don't get the results you're looking for if you don't know how to apply it. Everything has a technique to it, and it is something, the way you use it, the way you get the results from it. So some of the questions that people are asking about is, how do I really pray? How do I really pray? If I pray, how do I get the answers to my prayer? Mostly asking, does prayer really work? You know, am I just wasting my time doing this, or am I getting results? What kind of results I'm going to get from doing this? And many times, people may ask other questions about who's going to answer the prayer, even if I pray. Who's going to come step in and save me from myself, or save me from the situation that I'm praying for? Well, beloved one, there's a lot of questions out there, and there's a lot of answers out there. And this is only a 15-minute show, and I'm just not going to have time to answer all your questions. Besides, I don't have the answers to all the questions. I'm considering actually doing an hour-long show come this Sunday. I'm going to probably end it and sort of offer this, because I realized after I was doing it, I had so much content, there was so much that was coming through that is way more than I could probably maybe able to finish this morning. So I'm going to maybe extend it and do it on my Sunday show, since everyone that's on the Sunday show is not necessarily listening to that, okay, or listening at this time. So I just want to speak to you about what I know. I'm going to tell you what I know about prayer and how it really works. See, the key to prayer is being answered is your ability to understand in your belief in your prayer. See, you have to, when you pray, you have to believe that what you're praying for is going to show up. I know, beloved one, that may be a little challenging for some of us, but before you even, when you utter your prayer, you have to have the faith that whomever you're praying to will help you deliver your prayer. And you have to visually see your prayer being answered before you even get the results of what it is, okay? That's one of the universal laws of prayers, loved one. I didn't make it. That's the way prayers work, okay? And you believing in your and what you're praying for is utmost important. So it pretty much boils down to how much faith do you have in the deity that you're requesting a prayer from. Maybe I'm sure all of you know what the word deity is and who you're praying to. Your God, you are praying to God, you're praying to Jesus, you're praying to Buddha, you're praying to Krishna. Whoever you're praying to, beloved one, you have to have faith in that a deity to be able to deliver your prayer. And I'm not talking about no fake faith. You got to have real faith in order to get your prayers answered, okay? This is serious stuff, okay? You have to feel as if you deserve for your prayer to be answered. Yep. You need to feel that you deserve to be bred, your answer. You praying God to give you a new car, right? So do you really deserve that new car? You praying God to send a man in your life or a woman in your life. Do you really deserve to have a relationship? You got to feel as if you deserve it before it will show up, beloved one. That is just the way it is. You got to feel you deserve it, and you got to have faith that it's going to show up. And I could really stop right here because that is the essence of prayer, is the matter of faith and belief in what you're requesting and what you request, who you're requesting it from. Okay, there's all different types of prayer, but it pretty much all comes down to the same thing. Your ability to see it working out. You have to have the ability in your own mind's eye and have the faith in your own belief that your prayer is going to be answered, beloved one. Prayer is a two-sided street. You can say the prayer, the deity will hear your prayer, but it's up to you to believe and see it showing up in your life. And for some people, that's really like, oh my goodness, I got to do all of that. Yes, you have to do all of that in order to be able to have your prayer come alive. You too have to put some energy into your prayer life. You can't just pray and just assume that that's where it's going to be. You too have to have a faith. See, prayer without works is absolutely nothing. You're just saying dead words because it's going void. Okay, so you have to have some belief too. You know, in James. In the Bible, James, the fifth, and it goes like this. And the prayer of faith will save one who is sick. And the Lord would raise him up. And if he has committed a sin, he will be forgiven. Let me just read that back to you again. James 5:15. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick. And the Lord would raise him up. And if he has committed a sin or error, whichever way you want to put it, he will forgive. You are forgiven. Okay? So there he is saying faith is the key to your prayers being answered. Okay? Our prayers are not being answered because you're not adding faith to your prayers. So if you've been praying for something and you've been praying for a long time for it, then, beloved, you have to go check your faith. You have to find out what's going on with your faith that you are not able to into your life that for which you have been praying for. It's really, really important. And you have to make sure that the deity that you're praying for is someone that you truly believe. If you're a follower of Jesus, hey, you pray to Jesus. If you're a follower of Buddha, you pray to Buddha. It doesn't make any difference. All these beings have ability to answer your prayer. And that's a pretty simple thing when it comes down to prayer that people don't understand. They're complicated. Is the faith that you must have in the one you're praying to. You know, beloved one, there the network of spiritual beings out there who have the power to answer your prayers. You have the supreme being of the universe you have your I am presence, and which God is which is the God within you. You have your ascended masters. You have your archangels. You have your guardian angels. And they all can answer prayers for you. You see, they work on behalf of the universal God force. All those deities there are working for you. And you, there's no wrong way or right way. You can pray to any of these beings, and they will assist you in your whatever you need based on your belief and faith in them and in your ability to attain it and be able to you deserve it. You, those beings have been given the power to assist you, and they will and they must if you call upon them. Most people ask questions to me like, should I pray to myself or should I pray aloud? Beloved, it makes no difference whether you're praying at the top of your voice or whether you're praying in the silence. Prayer works the same way. You don't have to pray. If you feel it, you pray what you feel, how you feel, pray. If that is you, the way that you deliver your prayer, it's okay. There's no shame in the game. Now, here's one of the biggies that a lot of people get, that have problems with in their prayer life, that they have a tendency to go into prayer in a begging mode, pleading mode, and that is not how you should approach the deity that you pray to in that manner. You see, beloved one, when you pray and sincerely pray to that deity you pray for, he hears you the first time. Let me repeat it to you. You are being heard the first time. So you don't have to keep going back every day, and constantly asking and pleading for that deity to help you in your prayer. Matter of fact, when you do that, it shows that you're not really having faith in what you're asking for, because it has not showed up, and you're going back and begging and pleading for that particular thing to show up in your life. And sometimes, beloved ones, the things that we pray for is not what we really need to show up in our lives. And maybe it's not showing up because that's not what you really need for yourself at that particular time. Now, if you are going to pray back to that, going to pray again, and that we're dealing with that same issue, then you have to approach it in a totally different way, beloved ones. You have to pray with the attitude of gratitude. You have to pray with the attitude of gratitude, giving thanks for that which has already showed up, regardless of whether it has showed up yet or not. You have to pray and give thanks for it as if it has already showed up. Thank you, God, for my new car. Thank you, God, for my new health. Thank you, God, for this new relationship you've sent me to. Thank you, God, for whatever it is. Give thanks and gratitude to that thing that you're praying for. Don't keep going back asking and begging and beseeching for. That's not going to change God's mind, okay? So, you know, beloved one, prayers have scientific proof. There have been ways that prayer has been proven to be a matter. Matter of fact, they're taking surveys where people prayed over water and the molecules of the water changed right in front of their eyes. So the power of prayer works. And, you know, so you don't have to doubt whether prayer works. You just have to make sure you work. And that's the thing. Can your prayers affect people far distant from you? Absolutely. You can pray for people. Doesn't make a difference how far they go. The universal vibrations carry all over the planet. Okay. There are groups that are near that are set up to pray 24 hours a day. I know there's a Unity Village you can call, and there's someone praying there all the time. I know because I have done it, okay? And there is someone there who prays for you, and they will help you to get the results you need to get in order to be able to maintain what you need to do. And time is running out, and we're going to close, but I want you to understand that every thought is a prayer, beloved one. Every time you're thinking, every time you're putting energy to something, you're praying, okay? But anyway, 15 minutes went so fast. Tune back in on Sunday. I'm going to be doing this year a new version. I see that I need to put more attention to it. Peace and blessings to you. All right. We'll talk soon.